Mid-State women's basketball standout Ebony Rowe is known for her basketball prowess, but reporter Justin Beasley says the Middle Tennessee State engineering student is even more impressive off the court.
Give it out front to Mansara.
During Rowe's 3 years playing for the Blue Raiders, she's averaged over 17 points and 10 rebounds per game. As a result, she's already captured the interest of the Women's National Basketball Association.
In the lane, up for the left hand, scores!
Basket, number 21, Ebony Rowe!
But many of Rowe's fans may not realize she's equally determined inside the classroom.
In Chapter 8, we talked about different types of materials. In this box right here, I've got everything from nylon. I've got copper, brass, steel, aluminum.
Off the court, Rowe balances a full course load of physics between games and practices. Just like her father and older sister, Rowe dreams of becoming an engineer.
So just show it to Jeff, Dad, we want to get.
Yep.
According to her father, Nick Rowe, a senior vice president of American Water, Rowe has known for quite some time what she's wanted to do.
She's always kind of been a problem solver. So she kind of saw that field and really got interested. We encouraged her.
Given how much time Rowe spends running up and down the hardwood for the Blue Raiders, how is she able to stay caught up in the classroom?
Rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. She'll score.
The answer starts with MTSU women's basketball head coach Rick Ensel, Rowe's biggest fan.
You know, he has been so supportive, and he's just gone out of his way. Whether I have a lab that meets when I have practice time, he'll excuse me early for practice, or, you know, like I said, making sure I always get my lectures taped so I can stay caught up.
But just like with any other distracted college student, time management, Rowe says, is the key to her success in the gym and in the classroom.
You just got to debate on whether you stay up a little late trying to get a good grade on the test the next day, or, you know, if you get a good night's rest because you play a big team the next day. So it's just learning how to juggle your schedule.
It's not uncommon for most athletes to surf the internet for his or her stats or to search through newspapers to see what the media is saying about their performances. Rowe, however, chooses to be a student first and athlete second.
She never reads a newspaper article. She doesn't check her website. For all American, she only knows what somebody at school tells her, I tell her, because she doesn't know her stats. She really is just trying to be a student, but she can tell you what every test grade is.
So how does Rowe want her time at MTSU to be remembered? How well she performed under the rim, or for her time spent inside the books?
I just want to say that I made an impact on someone's life while I was here, because, you know, the awards and accolades, that's all good and fine, but I feel like if you don't make an impact on anyone, you know, if no one likes you while you're here, then it's kind of a waste of time.
Our measuring stick for Ebony will not be how many records she has when she leaves Middle Tennessee. It will really be whether or not Middle Tennessee is better because Ebony came that way. And not that's not from a basketball perspective only, but really your character. Have you made the campus better?
Drives the baseline into Ebony. Baseline feed, and Ebony banks it in.
When Rowe's time ends at MTSU next May, she'll likely face the biggest decision of her life. Either stay in school to pursue a graduate degree in engineering, or continue playing basketball in the WNBA.
You know, right now I'm so undecided. You know, I keep getting that question a lot. And, of course, them having a little interest, like, that's exciting for any, you know, young basketball player. So that's definitely a open mind, and I'm going to keep that option open. But at the same time, I look forward to pursuing my academic career after this. So.
This summer, Rowe will return home to Lexington, Kentucky to intern in the physics lab for Lexmark International, a Fortune 500 company. And at the beginning of November, she'll take the court as a senior in her final year playing for the Blue Raiders. Reporting for WMOT, I'm Justin Beasley.
And then turn around and look at this other box right here. Let's see what these things look like when they actually break.
Rowe recently picked up yet another accolade. The magazine Diverse Issues in Higher Education named the Lady Raider to the Arthur Ashe Jr. Sports Scholar Women's Basketball First Team.